Don't get caught in the middle. The Three Wide Podcast will be right back after this timeout.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, everybody? The Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is back on the airwaves once again. Any greater foes from the Three Wide Podcast, world players, and we're going over NASCAR. So much going on right now to get on the world for two TV series. NASCAR Cup Series of Three Disciplines. And all of NASCAR, man, silly season, awesome news. It is an incredible swing once again. Jam-packed episode here tonight in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, you can follow me at Eddie Erskine, EG3, and Three Wide Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know the deal is. Let's not mess around too much, of course. Second half of the podcast tonight. Oh, boy. Up topsy-turvy Talladega at its finest. And we'll recap where our playoff drivers stand. Heading into the Roval, the second elimination race of these playoffs. Boy, just the gift that keeps on giving, right, is Talladega. And we saw everything there last week. But there, obviously, we're going to start off with news fresh out of the oven right off the bat, folks. Literally just an hour and a half before hopping on this podcast with y'all. Here this evening, everybody, Clint Bowyer. And this was in the making. This was in the making, really, since all of iRacing, when Clint Bowyer just warned Mike Joy, they're having a good old time. Clint Bowyer, after the checkered flag falls in Arizona, will step out away from the driver's seat. He's going to retire and step into the role, most likely, 100% with Fox. In the broadcast booth, folks. Broadcasting, calling Clint Bowyer up to the booth. That's exactly what is going to happen, man. He was obviously Clint Bowyer. Talked about his personality a lot on this podcast. And once again, he's just fun to listen to all around. Whether he's in a pissed off mood or he's in a joyous mood, he's in joyous. Kansas Media will join the Fox booth in next year. And more than likely, obviously, we might join Jeff Gordon again the calls this year for Fox. Now, Clint Bowyer is going to obviously join them. Well, this is going to be something to watch, to listen to, and watch next year. But on the other side, Clint Bowyer, he's going to need to do something. He still has 5 races left to try to do something, including last 4 out. He's out of the transfer spot right now, and due to his crash at Talladega last weekend, yeah, he's going to have to go out here and have to pull something out of drive attack, and he's going to continue on these 2020 playoffs. But now, all this news, folks, that's been going on, this week has been crazy for NASCAR fans, but now we're starting to get the dominoes to fall into place. Now, obviously, with the Kyle Larson rumors floating around now, 14 is now open for business for next year. Obviously, I mean, now Matty D. Also, that news came out a few hours before this podcast was out. Telling you, man, this is a lot of stuff going on, and we're fresh to talk about it here on the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. But yes, Clint Bowyer, after the checkered flag falls, it'll be his last race in the Cup car. So Stuart Haas Racing, the 14 car, becomes open now. If you wonder, and I have said this from time to time again on this podcast, you know, Harvick, obviously the standard over there. Clint Bowyer has won a couple of races over there with Stuart Haas Racing.
Almirall's 1-1. Cole Custer 1-1 early this year with the holy cow 4-wide move at Kentucky. But yeah, Clint Boyer, you know, hasn't won a race this year. So you would think in that equipment, you would think that, hey, he's got a chance to win it. And certainly, I mean, Talladega, he gets around there. He's had success recently there, but obviously got caught, swept up in one of the accidents last week. So Clint Boyer stepping out, and he's going to hang up the helmet, as they say, when Arizona, after the checkered flag in Arizona. Obviously, all three divisions raced at Talladega. Each of them had their own episode. That is for sure as well. So Clint Boyer, one of the more popular voices in the garage from a goofy standpoint, we'll hang up the helmet and go join Mike Joy and Jeff Gordon in the box booth up there. And according to Bob Pockrass, when I hopped on Twitter for a few minutes a couple hours ago, he told the team the plans moving forward. And obviously, Clint Boyer, he was in the hot seat for the last few weeks, really, because he done nothing. Let's not face it, he did nothing in the car. I mean, come off a couple wins last year, and the crew chief switched this year from Bugger Rapids to Klaus Meyer. I just don't know about that. I mean, yes, crew chief swaps do work, and others do not. This one looks like will not pan out where Clint Boyer wants, but hey, he proved me wrong, and somehow squeak out an upset win. Plus, and obviously the championship, that's not going to happen, so you can take that out of the mix. Really, the round of eight, you can really take that out of the mix, because the best drivers in that Elite Eight are going to win and advance themselves to that Final Four. So Clint Boyer, according to Bob Pockrass, you know he's obviously the best at his craft by Pockrass and what he does for NASCAR. Got the word, tweeted it. Clint Boyer told the team literally today, and I just got the news literally an hour and a half before hopping on his podcast. It's been hopping. Clint Boyer after the checkered flag once again. This is like the fourth time I said it in the last, since the start of the show. He's going to be hanging up and going to box, and with this, I said Kyle, with all the Kyle Larson swarming around, let's not forget now Eric Jones still yet to land something for 2021. Obviously, the choice in that car with a man who's owned the Xfinity Series this year, Chase Briscoe's name that's now popped up, and Chase Briscoe at the top of the year saying that I want to get 10 wins to make myself cup eligible. Well, he's almost quite right there to that. And yeah, there's been a lot of names are connecting Chase Briscoe to that 14 ride. So again, that leaves the big piece, Eric Jones, still, even with the new team, which I'll talk about later in the Cup Series, which was a real surprise. They're opening up for Suarez to get up in there. So Eric Jones, one of the fine talent, young talents in the game right now. Yeah, he's still looking with the Matty Benedetto news that came out, obviously, almost in the same time frame with the Clint Boyer news. Yeah, so let's just stay with the top two Xfinity drivers this year. Chase Briscoe, we are talking about him. He's being linked to the 14 now. Austin Cindric, his wait for the Cup Series will have to wait until 2022. Wood Brothers marking him in the 21 ride for 2022. And Austin's re-signing with the 22 team for next year. What a year Austin Cindric's had in this car. He's really gradually improved from year to year. And this year has been an outbreak season. Or is it not outbreak? Breakout season for Austin Cindric in that 22. And let's not face it, he's still got a few more races to go. Obviously, a championship four contender in Cindric. He can do it all. Obviously, came in there with a road course background, but he's proved, shown everybody, mile and a half, swept Kentucky, which really set Cindric off on his tremendous run here in 2020 for Austin Cindric. Short track, he's been close there. A mile and a half, he's won there. Obviously, he's owned road courses this year, really going back to last year. So Austin Cindric already etched in that 21 Wood Brothers ride for 2022. But next year, though, Matty D. DiBenedetto coming back to Wood Brothers next year, which leaves him. He's going to be looking for a ride in 2022, but that's way far in advance right now. But let's focus on the remaining races and what's to come in 2021. Matty DiBenedetto. And I was about to hop on, well, the plan was to talk about DiBenedetto, and still is, because he was the center of attention at Talladega, obviously. Could have almost won Talladega, and obviously got penalized for forcing car down below the yellow line, which was a hot topic this week. and if you heard the Lap Truck podcast, I gave my stance on it on a lap down Lucky Dog segment, Lucky Dog Lap Down segment there on B Crowd Show. But yeah, so DiBenedetto still going to be racing for a contract, but for right now, he's home free. Obviously eliminated from these playoffs, but yet still, he is still making noise when it comes to this stuff. And it seems like every year, and even next year coming up, it's going to be made fit. He performs next year. Obviously, that elusive win still in hands reads for DiBenedetto right now. So even with all that said and done, I mean, Benedetto, obviously, we know he can get it done behind the wheel, but the win, he has no wins to show for. Let's just face it, folks, he has no wins to show for here, and we all want him to be successful. That's what good stories are all about. In this case, Matty D staying, and he can breathe a sigh of relief all the way through until 2022, where he's going to have to continue to audition to get himself, to try to get himself right up there in the mix with a new ride. But speaking of stories, truck series, folks, let's get this thing rolling with the recaps here real fast here before we continue to talk more silly season of 3Y NASCAR Podcast.
You're listening to the 3Y Podcast with EG3.
Speaking of feel-good stories, how about an upset in the truck series in the last race before the round of eight in the truck series? Rafael Lassard, Kyle Busch Motorsports, Rafael Lassard holding off Trevor Bayne, who made an appearance at Talladega with the win. Caution coming out there. And Rafael Lassard gets his first ever career truck series victory after starting 15th. What a up and down day for that organization in general, as Christian Eckes is eliminated from playoff contention officially there. And the other car was Todd Gilliland in the playoffs. So Gilliland no more. And Christian Eckes, who I was highly on to make it to the next round, does not make it out to the next round. So, highs, Rafael Lassard getting the job done. And then the other side, the disappointment of Christian Eckes. And Christian Eckes does not have a win yet in 2020 in the trucks, which I thought still could happen. It still could happen. But that's kind of a disappointment on that front end. Obviously, Lassard's teammate Chandler Smith finishing in the third spot there. Let's just run down the top 10 because, yeah, you're going to get some names that you don't normally hear on a weekly basis. I feel like I say this each time the Speedway race presented itself. Ben Rose, playoff driver, finished fourth. Cody Robar, you heard this name before early in the year, almost knocking off Grant Enfinger at Daytona, backs it up with another fifth place run
Roboff finished third all the way back at Daytona. It feels like that's centuries ago. Back in February, fan favorite Jordan Anderson finishing the sixth spot. Playoff driver Brett Moffitt, seventh playoff driver. And continuing, Matt Crafton finishing the eighth spot. Kaz Grala in that 44 Chevy truck. Silverado, ninth. And Derek Krause finishing in the 10th spot right there. Other playoff drivers who are moving on, including Sheldon Creed, 12th, who started on the pole. There with the adding up of the pole position. Grant Emminger finishing in 13th spot. There, Tyler Anker moving on. He finished in a 16th spot right there. Already mentioned Ekes eliminated. He and Todd Gillen had some issues. Gillen finished 28th. Ekes 18th, matching the truck number. There are no more here in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And we skipped over Austin Hill, who won Vegas the last time the trucks were on track. Austin Hill finished in the 19th spot right there for Hattori Racing. So now, moving on to what is next for these guys. Oh, Zane Smith, did we overlook him a little bit here? As the screen now goes to the other screen. Here, let me go trace it back real quick to Chevrolet Silverado 250 there. Let's look for Zane Smith and where did he finish. Zane Smith, yeah, he was the worst of the playoff drivers there. Finished back in 33rd there. He got caught up in the early action there. And yeah, we're watching college football, so I had this on the radio there for a little bit. So I'm not going to pretend I watched this race, but I heard quite a bit of it over the radio. So now, with everything resetting now for the trucks, as they'll be heading to KC in next week. Looking forward to that. Still, oh yeah, we're not, I don't think the plan is going there. If there's, we have plans, and our plans are still up in the air for that weekend, whether or not to go or not. Obviously, the elephant in the room, if you know me, by now, we'll see what happens on Sunday. But yes, now, so Ekes, Gillen are eliminated. Tyler Ankrum, last one in right now. So Austin Hill, Sheldon Creed, Zane Smith, Grant Emminger. And right now, if the final four were to happen, obviously you still have three races left to determine the final four in the truck series in 2020. Moffitt will be out of the game. 3 points out from Grant Emminger. Ben Rhodes, 5 out. Matt Crafton, 10, and Tyler Ankrum. He's going to have some work to do in this round starting in Kansas City next week. He starts 16 out. So Austin Hill, Creed Smith, Zane Smith holding that precious third spot for the time being, as I believe the trucks are off this weekend. And Grant Emminger, yes, they are. They are off this weekend. They will return to action next Saturday in Kansas City. Boy, woo! Can't wait for that. Obviously, home track, just less than two hours away from here. Those of you new to the podcast, I live out in Manhattan, Kansas, just 2 hours away from the track. Really, less than 2 hours away. So, yeah, with the tickets, with the weekend, obviously, we'll see what's out there for sure. So it's kind of almost pretty much a last-minute thing this year with all that's going on and everything else. But we'll definitely make a strong decision early next week on what we decide to do. And oh, by the way, folks, just a step aside a little bit, episode 200 of the 3Wide Podcast next week. And how about the timing on that? Obviously, the end of the round of 12 in the Cup Series, the Roval here this weekend, and you have Kansas. How about that? Kansas, being previewing Kansas next week. I can't wait for that. And we get confirmed our special guest. And I will tell you right now, it's a familiar special guest to have on for episode 200. Nothing special, nothing too special, nothing, no fireworks, anything like that. We're just lay back and just talk, baby. That's what it's all about. Celebrate 200 episodes. since it's changed over from the EG3 show to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3 200 next week. I know I haven't advertised this at all much, but you're probably going to get a little bit more advertisement on Twitter, and you're getting advertisement now. Episode 200 next week, and we will set the stage for the round of 8 in Kansas City. Obviously, the Roval, we'll talk about that, and the start for the Trucks on their run to see who makes it to the Final Four there. I believe this is the cutoff race. This week's the cutoff race for the Xfinity Series. So, yep. So, all three series will start their journey to decide who makes it to the Round of Four. Obviously, you know the obvious in the Cup Series and the obvious in the Xfinity Series. I believe Trucks are pretty much up for grabs. So, we'll see what happens right there and then. So, very much looking forward to episode 200 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. So, wrapped up the Trucks there. They're coming in Kansas City next week. Meanwhile, in the Xfinity Series, this race I did see in between, back and forth between K-State and this race right here, the ACPRO 300, which saw multiple come behind victories. But at the end of the day, how about Justin Haley? Three straight Speedway wins. Goes all the way back to Talladega earlier this year. Obviously, he won Daytona when teammates took each other out. Allmendinger and Ross Chastain. Ross Chastain had an adventurous day. And still, just come out in striking distance was beyond me. That's the heart that they showed right there. Chastain, that team was in trouble all afternoon long. And to come out on the end of the skating rink, sixth, that's something right there. That is something right there for that team right there. Unbelievable job by Ross Chastain, and keeps his hopes for a round of 8 berth alive there in that instance here. But Justin Haley, you gotta go back to this guy, Cat, right here. Wow. Three straight, and he joins elite company right there with Dale Sr. and Dale Jr. in the mix as well. So, Justin Haley, I mean, we gotta stop sleeping on this cat. Gotta stop sleeping on him. If you happen to sleep on him, stop doing it. He has put himself consistently. He is consistently, and it helps to have a fast race car. It definitely helps to have a really fast race car. And Colleen has it right now. It's just what it is. I mean, I said that last week on the podcast. Colleen car is going to be fast. We did not see Allmendinger until the final stage in this race. He had the same plan like he did at Daytona. Chastain, he had an up and down day. And somehow coming out on the other end in the sixth spot while his teammate Justin Haley pointed to his car. We the dark horse, baby. We are that dark horse. And why not? Justin Haley punches his ticket automatically to the next round. And how about the second place guy in here? Ryan Sieg. Finishing the second spot. Ryan Sieg, he knows how to get it done on speedway tracks and took completely advantage of it. That 39 Chevy right now, second. Noah Gregson, playoff driver, third. Which run down the top 10 for you is speedway. So you're going to hear some names up in here that you don't familiar. Those you hear on a regular basis. Again, Brandon Jones. Well, Noah Gregson, playoff driver, third. Brandon Jones, playoff driver, fourth. Daniel Hemric coming home with a nice top 5 finish for Junior Motorsports. He finished 5th. We already talked about Ross Chastain in 6th. Josh Williams, 7th. Garrett Smith, 8th. Brandon Brown, how about that? Brandon Brown, playoff driver, 9th. And obviously the Roval elimination race for the Xfinity Series this weekend. Alex LaBey rounds out the top 10 right there. Chase Briscoe already locked in the next round. And obviously, I already talked about earlier on in this half of the podcast, rumors are already starting about him in the 14 in the Cup Series. But here, unfinished business for Briscoe, though he's battling for a championship. 19th, Harrison Burton finished disappointing 23rd for that car. Justin Allgaier, how many points did he lose? He lost a ton. 29th, Austin Cindric, also 34th. He got caught up in an accident, one of the accidents. And back up to Allgaier there. had an engine go wrong for Allgaier. So I have not, honestly, with y'all, I have not paid attention to the standings, which we will get into. This will be the first look for me when it comes to the Xfinity Series standings. Cindric and Riley Herbst, who got turned there into the wall from the front stretch all the way to the pit road wall, just outside of it, 35th. Michael Annett was up here running. What happened to Michael Annett? Yeah, I thought he finished in the top 10, obviously. Well, something must have went quirky there. Michael Annett, he finished dead last. Oh, I know. I remember what happened now. I remember what happened, what I'm talking about now. So, Annett, there was a penalty, I believe, on Annett in that aspects there. So, that's costly for him. He finished in the top 10. You lose all that playoff. You lose all that, all those playoff points. So, folks, before we go to intermission break here, real quick, let's look at the Xfinity Series standings here. Let's do this again.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Before I do that, Haley Deegan, she's been in the news. And she, this is another layer to the Kansas City weekend here for us next week. Haley Deegan set to make her truck debut at Kansas Speedway next weekend. Next Saturday for her. And I went back now. She and her fam have a podcast, the Deegans. And I went back, was catching up a little bit on their episodes. And went in one of those episodes, she did talk about her and her daddy, Brian Deegan, who obviously hosted the podcast, talked about, you know, they were really adamant, or at least Brian, well, both of them, especially Brian, they were very adamant about no practice time, obviously, because of what's going on, and they're not going to like that, but obviously, the lack of track time, and they're not going to have any, and they're going to be starting basically shotgun in the back of the field. So, I mean, hey, I mean, you want to be the best, right, Haley? Right? Hey, nothing's going to get handed to you eat on a silver platter. You got to go out there and earn it. This generation of kids, you know, once, or some of them, I'm going to be honest with y'all. They're spoiled. I mean, nobody want to work hard anymore. And there's only a few of those people, guys and gals out there busting their tails off. And there's majority of y'all that want everything handed to y'all. No, that's not gonna cut it. Yes, get adjusted to the new equation, new generation, whatnot. Hey, I mean, I'm cut from the old cloth, and you gotta earn what you got, what you earn. And that same thing that applies to Haley Deegan, obviously, you know. She's been a talk of NASCAR for the last, what, almost 2 years now. And, you know, hey, you're going to have to work for it. I mean, that's what it is. You're up with the big boys now. So, I mean, yeah, you need all the practice that you want. So, use this time that you have now, according to what I've heard, obviously, from that podcast, is she has to do, what, two truck races to be eligible to run the full slate of trucks next year. So obviously, you know, you don't want to piss off Ford. What you did with, I don't know what you did with Toyota or Chevrolet or whatnot, but don't piss them off now. Come on now. So, I mean, Haley Deegan, we know you can win races. Obviously, you've done that for the last two years straight. So this is another step up. This is the big boy. Put your big boy pants on now. And go out there and learn. I mean, use this time to learn. Use it as practice. I mean, use this time as practice. I mean, yeah, you're not getting the actual practice. I mean, this is what it is now. You're getting less practice going forward in the one-day shows and whatnot. You better take advantage of it. I mean, use this as practice. I mean, yes, it's not the actual practice. It's the actual race. And learn some things. Take notes. Well, you can't take notes, but obviously, I mean, Haley's bright personality in the sport. We talked about Clint Bowyer already. She's right there, up there in that instance. So, I mean, use this time, learn about the car. Not the car, learn about the truck, things like that. And you should be fine. All right, so I just almost forgot about that. So Haley Deegan will make her truck debut in KC next Saturday on FS1. The standings, real quick before we take our break here. Obviously, Briscoe, Haley punched a ticket to the next round of 8 here. Austin Cedric is still okay. 50 points. Yeah, he'll be locked in there. Noah Gregson, 4th. Brandt Jones, 34. He should be all right. In 5th, Ryan Sieg helped his cause. How about that? Ryan Sieg, 27 to good. 6th, and in good position to transfer on. Now, obviously, the Roval, anything happened there, you better mind your P's and Q's. That's all I got to say there. Allgaier, 19 out. Oh, boy. Woo! So, going to be sweating it out here a little bit. I mean, obviously, you know, most of these cars on the Roval, on road courses, stay on the lead lap unless you have issues or mechanical issues or get into a wreck or something. But, yeah, so they better be careful there. I mean, it should be okay, but hey, you never know about these things. And the Ross Chastain 10-car effort for Colleague Racing, he has the final spot right now heading into the Roval. In elimination race, he and Harrison Burton are going to be going right after it. in mono, to see who moves on in the round of 8 in KC next week and who we left out in the cold. When the scene shifts here to Kansas City, man, I was already excited for KC. I've been more pumped up for it now, obviously, when I do this podcast. So that's a showdown there. Brandon Brown, work to do, 19 out. Riley Hurst, Michael Annette, yeah, you're in must-win situations there. I don't understand people where, oh, you need to punch your way in when you're 30-plus out or even 20 out. Let's just face it, what it is. You're at the must-win situation unless something really freaky happens with any of the cars. So that's your last 4 out in the Xfinity Series in the Battle of the Watch on Saturday. Ross Chastain of Colleague, Joe Gibbs Racing, Harrison Burton for an opportunity to transfer on the next round. It's going to be must-see TV. And, of course, the Roval race to kick off the weekend. The Drive for a Cure 250 presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina on NBC. 1:30 Central Time, 2:30 Eastern Time. PRN will have coverage of this race as well. I've always enjoyed PRN's coverage. I like them a lot, so definitely don't want to miss a moment there. We'll set the stage for the Round of 8 in the Xfinity Series. We'll set the Round of 8 in the Cup Series. That's a perfect transition when we come back to the 3Wide Podcast. Talladega, where are the playoff drivers, right? And let's talk Roval and also Henrik Motorsports making the switch.
Don't get caught in the middle. The 3Wide Podcast will be right back after this time out. We'll be right back.
The 3-Wide Podcast is back with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, here in Manhattan, Kansas, on this Thursday night, humid Thursday night. So, with these temperature, weird-ass temperatures, last week felt like fall, this week feels like summer. October 8th, 2020, as I record this podcast, a lot has happened with Clint Boyer announcement, literally an hour and a half fresh from that. And then, of course, the Matty D news came out this afternoon as well. And obviously, I'm pumped up for the Atlanta Braves making it back to the National League Championship Series for the first time since 2001. Man, this is a lot of excitement going on in the races next week. KC got a 200 episode next week. There's a lot of stuff going on just around all of NASCAR. And now, finally, get into the Cup Series. And will turn out to be a controversial finish, once again involving the yellow line. And I have not listened to the Doorbell McClure episode yet, clearly, but from what a friend of mine told me, they said get rid of that yellow line and for the last lap. I texted the Lap Track podcast when by my lucky dog lap down picks. You know, it's just too many hoops to go through. And obviously, you're trying to keep the car safe by doing that, by avoiding these crazy-ass wrecks that you see. We saw one last week. We saw one last week with Kurt Busch upside down. Luckily, he was able to keep it up. Luckily, he was able to win at Vegas. That Vegas win was huge for trying to be huge for Kurt Busch, because now I tweeted this saying Kurt Busch is likely out of his plug because got the road win. They ain't showed him. I mean, yeah, he's okay on road courses, but they ain't showed that winning speed when it comes to road course races, so they would have been done for. But apparently now the ironic thing coming down to this thing is that Kurt Busch can possibly eliminate older brother and the defending champion. The defending champ of NASCAR. That is Kyle Busch on the brink of elimination going into this thing. So, again, this is going to be something. All eyes are going to be glued to that set on Sunday afternoon. Elimination. Obviously, anything crazy can happen. We've seen it time and time again. Even at Kansas, career things happen. You think you're in. Next thing you know, you have issue and you're out. So, we cannot rule that out. But Kyle Busch on the brink of elimination here heading in to the Roval this weekend. And that is what would turn this thing upside down. Kurt Busch win this thing. Changed everything. I mean, obviously, I wanted to wait and see how it played out. And, man, this thing was intense from the word go. Three cautions within the first 15 laps. Woo! No race, had no rhythm. Really, four cautions, really. First 25 laps, something like that. This race had absolutely no rhythm to it. But it did add a lot of action to it. That is for sure. And we saw a big one, wreck one. Throughout that race, I mean, especially in the first stage, towards the end of it, you know these things get ratcheted up, especially when you want stage points on the line. That's exactly what happened, and my gut feeling turned out to be right, because stage one ended in a wreck. Their Almirola Bowman, Alex Bowman, had a Ross Chastain-like day. He was going to be in trouble, but that team stuck it out, made repairs. What they did necessary made that car competitive. I mean, he and Ross Chastain could be or twins this weekend. They did, their teams kept them in the ball game and rewarded with a decent finish there. So you gotta stay with the game, and that's what these teams did in respective races with Bowman and Ross Chastain right there. So yeah. The Bank of America, you know, the Yellowwood 500, it had everything. And Denny Hamlin, he did go be yellow. I had to go back and look at that. I've looked at that
finish several times now, and he did go behind that yellow line. So NASCAR inconsistency. Yeah, it's they showed the crew colors now. Obviously, Denny Hamlin has had a dream season, getting win number. I believe that's win number 8 on his career. And on the year for him, I gotta double check that. He's racked up so many wins. I'm losing count on these things. But Denny Hamlin breaking the heart of Matty D. Once again, Matty D got penalized for somebody behind the yellow line there. But again, these two battling out and I connected this to Benedetto because Matty D on purpose almost won the race again there. But this race ended in 3 overtimes. Do it. DiBenedetto could not close out Denny Hamlin for the second straight year, this time on a different track, different circumstances. DiBenedetto got penalized. Hamlin did not. When he did go behind the yellow line, and initially Chase Elliott was penalized for going out behind the yellow line, but they corrected that change, and I agree with them on that. But now that Denny, you're going to find me not agreeing on the Hamlin situation there. That should have been a penalty right there. Passing because he went below the yellow line. Clearly, it showed it right there. And nope, it did not. So, and even if that were to be turned over, Matty DiBenedetto would not have that win. So it would have been Erik Jones, guy we've been talking about, has no ride yet for next year, finishing the same spot. Let's run him down 1-10 here. Ty Dillon finished 3rd. How about that? Ty Dillon looking for a ride next year. Speaking of looking for rides for next year, Ty Dillon's one of those. William Byron, 4th. Chase Elliott was initially penalized, got a spot back, and obviously having a lot of momentum going to the Roval where he won last year. Ryan Newman. How about Ryan Newman? Finishing the 6th spot there. Nice to cap off the Speedway season for him at after the obvious, we know what happened at Daytona. We're not going to hash over that. But it's nice to see Ryan Newman and Roush Wheel Racing there finish themselves in the 6th spot. Tyler Reddick, 7th. John Hunter Nemechek finished 8th. Brendan Pohl, 9th. And Ryan Preece rounding out the top 10 right there. And we did not see, I mean, Hamlin mixed it up early on. And then obviously went to the back to chill out for a little bit. He and Kevin Harvick had that strategy. Obviously, we know their point situation on each of them. They're going to be in the next round, obviously. There, Hamlin, he was going to go in the next round anyway. Let's just face it. He was going to go there and go to the round of 8 anyways to the Elite 8 anyway. So, got to win there, but caught a big break there because he went below that yellow line. It clearly shows it. I mean, obviously, he went below the yellow line and got credit for the win, and DiBenedetto would not got that win anyway. It would have belonged to Erik Jones, who, again, another top 5 run at a speedway track for that 20. Again, Erik Jones still baffles me that he still doesn't have a ride. And it'll be interesting to see what Hendrick does with that car now. It's good for transition to the Alex Bowman announcement, where Alex Bowman did surprise me. I'll be honest with y'all. That surprised me more than anything. There, yes, Alex Bowman, he has won a race this year back at Fontana. This year in dominant fashion there, but there's been inconsistencies there. Let's not kid ourselves. There's been inconsistencies there. And now you're apparently Alex Bowman, the showman, loves performing behind legends as Dale Jr. A few years ago at Phoenix. And now you're going. And Ally, staying with Ally with that 48. He's already got a fully funded sponsor for next year. So, I mean, all that question. I mean, he was already there anyway because he signed earlier to a one-year deal earlier this year after the hot start he made. Now, he was very quiet up until these playoffs. He's made some noise in these playoffs. And he's going to another of his favorite tracks in the row where he finished 2nd to Chase Elliott last year. So Bowman right now, everything falling his way right there, and hey, it's well deserved, but now all eyes are gonna be on him now. Can he get to the round of 8? He's in position to do so right now. But again, the Kyle Busch factor, he's still right there, right in the thick of things right there. Other playoff drivers
the three of Austin Dillon. How in the world? How in the hell did he finish 12th? Again, I don't know. It's kudos to these teams to keeping their guys in it. And Austin Dillon finished 12th in this race. Speaking of Alex Bowman, he finished 14th. Brad Keselowski finished in the 18th spot there. Kevin Harvick, who got in a late wreck, finished 20th. Mark Truex Jr. also got involved in a late wreck as well. He was coming late. He won stage 2. How about that? Winning stage 2, getting valuable points there. And that could be the key moving on. And obviously, I'm excited for the Roval. Because, yeah, obviously, MTJ gets around road course pretty good. He finished 23rd, though, in this race at Talladega. Joey Logano. He obviously looked like the car to beat in this race. And he got penalized early on in this race. And then everything came. Well, yeah, he got involved in a late accident right there. He finished 26th. Kyle Busch finished in the 27th spot right there. Kurt Busch flipped up and over. Nobody really talked about that. So I talked about that some already tonight. Kurt Busch, thank goodness he was okay, because he went flying up and over Cole Custer, which he had a perfect view of that for Cole Custer. Cole Custer finished deep in the field with that. And a big one down here, number 10, Eric Almirola. Almirola, yeah, you're in must-win mode. 37 points out. Not 37, excuse me. Yeah, I am. It's almost 10 o'clock here as I record this podcast. Eric Almirola finished 37, not 37 points out. Well, actually, those points might go together. So that's kind of a look right there at the finishing for the playoffs here for the playoff drivers. And now the scene is set for the Roval here on Sunday in the Cup Series at Charlotte. Boy, it's going to be something.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Other silly season news, and this one at the top of the list, Alex Bowman second, Justin Marks made the announcement that he's going to start his own Cup Series team. Obviously, Justin Marks, if you remember, he's been a stable in the road course area for Ganassi the last several years. His team name is called Team Trackhorse, I want to say. Now, I'm about to go back and check that out here real quick before I sign up, but I believe that is correct there. Trackhorse. Team Trackhorse is the name. And he's going to have Daniel Suarez in that ride next year. So, Daniel Suarez now, for a second straight year, is going to be with a new team of sorts there for in the Cup Series, bouncing around a lot lately, from good rides to mediocre rides, and now this ride here with Justin Marks in the building. Now Marks wants to get his hands dirty for a little bit, making his own team right there, cutting his own team right there. So how about that? And from what I read, they're going to be with Chudris Alliance, RCR now Alliance, with that car next year. So how about that? Justin Marks making his own team there and getting Daniel Suarez in that seat. Oh, it's going to be... So you have Michael Jordan already, and now you have Justin Marks, a driver now, owner in the Cup Series next year. It's going to be something. Already two new teams sitting there, and this team is going to have RCR Alliance, obviously the Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin team with Bubba Wallace, while the JGR Toyota funding behind them as well. There's just a lot of good stuff going on late in the year. And yeah, that's just the thing. Now the 14 ride is now open. Eric Jones is still out there. And Kyle Larson has not been officially reinstated yet. He put out an awesome letter early this week, so that was really a great read there on that aspects there for me right there. Kyle Larson has been on a tear, obviously on dirt, ever since the incident, quote unquote. So yeah, they just, and even with there's been a lot of notes between he, that 14, and Kyle Larson. Obviously, Tony Stewart, we know the background there. The comparisons there between he and Larson. So, I mean, Erik Jones is still out there, in my eyes, really, the top prize right now. Obviously, I mean, people can differ now. Obviously, you can, with the role, Larson's been rolling, but Erik Jones is still out there. I mean, he proved it at Talladega, knows how to stay out of trouble. So, we'll see. I mean, the pieces of the puzzle for 2021 are starting to come together now. And, man, it's been fun to pay attention, fun to read. So, Justin Marks adding Daniel Suarez to his new team next year. And we still have unfinished business here in 2020 as far as the playoffs go. Now, heading into the Roval this on Sunday. And again, on PRN, the Bank of America 400. That is the Roval Road Course at Charlotte Motor Speedway. 1:30 Central Time, according to, 1:30 Central Time, at least from what I'm seeing anyways, on PRN. And I had something up with, let's see, had his pitch, excuse me, so yeah, had a mix up there. So had the information right there. Let's see if I can find it one more time. Yes. So, all right. So real quick before we run over the standings real fast here. Saturday, green flag, 4D Xfinity Series, 237 via Bob Pockrass, 67 laps. And they're going to have two wet sets just in case. And obviously, with what's going on right now outside of Texas, please keep your thoughts and prayers. Louisiana, Texas, anybody in the Gulf with this hurricane coming around that coast down there. Everyone, keep thoughts and prayers. Everyone's that's involved with that scary situation. So keep them in your prayers this weekend. Four sets of tires for the Xfinity Series. Green flag, 1:30. Yes, 1:30. Just outside 1:30 on NBC. NBC getting both races, and keep it on NBC, please. Let's not go to NBCSN. I don't like that. You're going to get me off tangent right there. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that I got to change my channel to the other NBC channel there. You're getting paid. I mean, NBC getting paid to run that race. Not just run that race from the start of green flag to the checker flag. I don't want none of this changing the middle of the race over to NBC double whatever. I don't like that either. I love NBC's coverage, but that's the thing. And I think they did that last year, one of the races too, if I'm not mistaken. They did the same thing last year. Oh, let's flip it over to NBCSN. Mm-mm. And a lot of people, half the people don't even have cable to deal with, so they don't have the money to have that kind of stuff. So yeah, I mean, if you're gonna have it on NBC, have it on NBC. Don't cut corners. Like the old school days, have it on TNT. They ain't turned over to TNT Plus. None of that shit. Keep it on NBC. We're lucky that racing's on. Keep it on NBC. Always finish. Yeah, Sunday Night Football. I mean, they can push it back a little bit. Let's work it out. You have the money. Keep it on one channel. Let's not play games and put it on another channel. Because that's just annoying. And, obviously news, everything. A lot of people watch news every night. I mean, some people don't because of what's been going on. And that's totally fine because we do the same thing here. So, keep it on one channel, NBC. That's all I got to say right there. All right, so that's the news I want to sit there. 8 sets of tires, and they're going to have 4 sets of wets there because there's that possibility. According to the forecast, according to Aaron Studwell on a Lap Track Podcast, threat of rain. So, better keep our eyes on that. All right, the situation stands right now to roll. Standings heading in here. Let's just look at the final four. Ooh, last four out, as I say. I mentioned them earlier. Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon, 21 out. They're going to need help. They're going to need help there. And not even that, they're going to have to pop, most likely win the race, unless something happens to either Bowman or Logano in the situation, Truex. And Keselowski's good, but yeah, so, I mean, anything happened, but really, Alex Bowman, Joey Logano, they're on alert. Clint Bowyer mentioned at the top of the podcast tonight, hang up the helmet at the end of the year to join the Fox broadcast team in 2021. This is going to be his last gas for sure. He's going to must win. Eric Almirola, yeah, you're in must win mode. That's what I'm talking about right there. Kurt Busch already locked in the round of eight. Denny Hamlin, let's face it, he was already in. Kevin Harvick, he's going to be a lock when the green flag drops. He and Chase Elliott, pretty much those three guys right there. Truex, if everything falls in play, should be locked. Be a good transfer on into the next round. That's what we're waiting on as far as going to the race goes next weekend in Kansas City at Kansas Speedway. So that's the stage set for that right there. It's going to be something right there. All right, obviously, Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., last time Cup Series was on a road course, it was these guys. Well, Martin Truex Jr. had a battle back from a speeding penalty, speeding off pit road that cost him, and really, I mean, he got out front Chase Elliott, and he got called back in for speeding off a pit road. That cost him the win there. Yeah, he should have won that race. Then, I mean, these two cats have been going back and forth. And even early on in these playoffs, at the beginning, at Darlington, mano y mano, Truex tried to put the move on Elliott. Didn't work out. There, we all know what happened from that. Harvick went on to win that race right there. Truex had the better car that night. And everybody's going to say, in this instance here, Chase, it's going to be Chase Elliott's win race to lose. It is. Because, yeah, in that 19, if that 19's on par, baby, it's going to be another battle. And I said this 2 weeks ago. I'm going to say it now. So whoever is going to show up, you prove me wrong otherwise, to beat that 9 and that 19, they're going to be on top of the pole. They're going to be on top of the heap this weekend. Obviously, Alex Bowman, red hot. He's going to have a lot of mojo going in here. He's got that 48 ride, riding that momentum, finishing the top five at Vegas, rally back for a top 15 at Dega. That's going to be something right there. The Benedetto situation right there as well. Can Clint Bowyer make a last gas? He's pretty good on road courses. Can he make a last Hail Mary stand to get him in the round of eight? There's just a lot of moving parts going on right there. And Alex Bowman, actually, leading the playoff drivers in the Charlotte Rover average finishes with average finishes a third. He's finished both races inside the top 10 right there. Chase Elliott, also both races inside the top 10 as well. Harvick, Kevin Harvick quietly sitting there. He's finished both races inside the top 10 right there. Truex has won, should have won the inaugural Roval. Still pissed off about that. Yeah, I still can't get over what happened, what transpired there. But overall, in all, this is going to be an interesting race. The strategies, I already know what the strategy is. So we'll see what happens. Weather permitting, we might see wet tires on these cars. I'm going to have to find out for sure. So field is going to be set after the checkered flag falls, the Bank of America 400 Charlotte Roval style. Who's going to be, we know the two of them, who's going to be the rest of them to join Kurt Busch and Denny Hamlin in the round of eight? Tune in to NBC to find out. Follow me at Eddie_EG3 on Twitter and the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, including we are now on Amazon Music. So now, if you guys subscribe to Amazon or have an Amazon account, or if you have Alexa, you can tell Alexa to play the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Oh yeah, it should play it for y'all right there on the spot. Amazon Music, now part of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Manhattan, Kansas, hours up. It is time to roll out the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, ladies and gentlemen. It's a wrap for this week. We're getting closer to the end of the year, man, and things have ratcheted up a notch from last weekend. We'll see what happens this weekend with the Xfinity and Cup races at the Charlotte Roval. The trucks are off until next week. KC in the episode 200 next week in the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. For right now, Big D, producer of this podcast, appreciate you, what you do each and every week. I'm Eddie Greer III. For the 3Wide Podcast EG3, thank you for downloading and listening to tonight's episode of 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. And yeah, remember, folks,
Remember, this will be out tomorrow, Friday, obviously, at some point. So make sure you keep a lookout on that as well. Looking for, there we go. So, all right, so we got that set. Folks, buckle up, folks. Roll course style. We're ready. Who's going to win it? Stay tuned. PRN, NBC for all the action this weekend. We are out. Peace.
Talk to you next time, going three wide.